There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Educate yourself, because what you're doing is a disservice. We've come way far from the era where women were told what to wear, how to look, what to say, not to even have an opinion. We fought all of that. I mean, there were times in my life where I felt like reading the Bible, especially the New Testament, I used to think that if Paul, Saul, whatever, was alive today, I needed to talk to, because I thought he hated women. There was no way that guy wasn't misogynist. Like, I cannot,
I hear
the
that.
Kind of things he used to write used to in the Bible, say, yeah. Women shouldn't speak in the open places. I used to be like,
uncle.
You know what I mean? And then to now find that another woman is out there trying to police at what age? Don't you even want to grow old? Don't you want to get to my age? I mean, I'm not addressing this person because at the end of the day, I don't know who she is. And I feel like I wasn't even offended because it wasn't my talker she was talking about. Can't be me. It was just talking.
I said she didn't just put
there's a million and one exactly. Talkers out there, so can't be me. Because, facts. Honey, let me tell you something if you ever get to watch this, because I will actually address you. Listen, my 30s were my golden years.
Come on.
I made so much money in my 30s. I don't want to be 20. I don't want to be 27 because I didn't know what I was doing. In my 30s, I became an author. In my 30s, I became a radio presenter, a television presenter.
Come on.
I made so much money. I built an empire and launched products while I was a baddie.
Okay.
Honey, boo.
I'm still a baddie.
I'm still a baddie, and I'm going to be one when I'm 50, 60, 80, 90, and 100.
Period.
Okay. That being said, it's all love and light, baby. I don't really care. Hi, guys. Welcome to yet another episode of Talking Moments. Bimbo and I were chatting before the camera started rolling.
Hi.
And Shadeboro, someone sent me a post on Shadeboro, and then I went on Twitter and I looked. And I saw that it was a whole conversation. Where this ignorant woman, for lack of a better word, came out to say she believes that, you know, after a certain age, 27 was the age that she said you shouldn't be. If you're a baddie after 27, you failed at life. And I think, do you want people to die before they're 30? How many people are actually accomplished before 30? Let's be real.
I think again, and it goes back to, first of all, Twitter is literally the devil's workshop.
I'm going to wear my sunglasses.
And I just go on Twitter to just write what I want and then get out. I don't even read people's tweets. I don't care. But based off of that, I mean, again, people are allowed to have their own opinions. I think where it becomes a problem, like you said, is where you start to tag people in it.
And
it's okay to just say, I just feel like if you're in your 20s, late 20s, and you're still being a baddie, you can say it, but then you not put toke, this person, that person, that person. It's really not that deep.
Why does there have to be an age for a woman to behave as
well,
a mature?
There's first of that. You know what? Again, I don't think you're insecure. I honestly don't think you are. I think you just don't know better, or you were just bored. And just felt the need to just say and spew nonsense. Because what's the name of that lady? I can't remember her. During COVID, there was this older granny that was trending. She used to be on Twitter. She used to dress up. She's
an actual granny.
She's a granny. I think she was in her 90s. Baddie Winkle.
Oh, yeah. She's still alive.
She's still alive.
I love her. Bless her. She's 102 now.
Listen,
I
think she calls herself a baddie.
Yeah.
She became popular in her late 80s.
During COVID, we got to know her.
From fashion, trending, sharing her opinions.
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that if she comes on this platform now and calls herself a certified baddie, you're going to tell her, no, ma'am. That was like, what? 40 years ago.
You should have retired that 40
It doesn't
years ago.
Make sense. Yeah. Especially with things so petty as
I know
the word baddie. Yeah. Let people
what
be happy.
What does that even mean? When people say that, I think that, you know, maybe she was misconstrued. Maybe in fairness, what she was trying to say.
Everybody has different interpretations.
Like, maybe have your shit together before 30. Is that what she's trying to say?
Listen.
But then if you're trying to say that and then you kind of put, I don't know the talker you're talking about because that can't be my talker because my shit is like piping hot and together.
Period.
Sweetie.
I think even trying to break down baddie is different. It's different. It means different things to different people. Yeah. That word is so vague.
Yeah.
For some people, a baddie is somebody whose body is banging. For some people, a baddie is somebody who has an account in order. For some people, a baddie is someone who just has a fine face. For some people, a baddie is someone who has,
you know what's so weird?
All of
I
it.
Tick all these boxes.
Period. Come on. You see, that's the thing with TM. It's always the confidence for me.
I tick all this. Face card never declines. Ow.
It's a Scorpio thing.
Account not declining.
Do you understand what I mean? So at the end of the day, for some people, I guess context is important, but nobody has time. Once you put a number to it, then it's like you're really hating.
Yeah. But thanks for the shout out, by the way, because I mean, like,
I'm sure you got like extra followers, even though you didn't.
I mean, girl, from her, of course not. Of course not. Like, what kind of followers are those? I just feel like I live rent-free in these people's minds and they just can't get enough of me. You're obsessed with my lifestyle because it gives you guys something to talk about. And I will always be that person who will give you stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Even when I'm 50, 60, 70,
let me bust your brain. The first time, and I'll say this, I've never said this publicly, I think one of my sisters are wearing this.
Really?
So I remember the first time I ever heard your name. And I was just like, who's this babe? And then I think I came across your Instagram and I was like, this babe. Okay. She does radio. She's always talking. Okay. Next thing it was about the divorce. This babe. Next thing is that she's on there, but this babe. I'm like, who is this TM babe, Sha? Okay. Everybody's always shouting, she's this, she's that, she's this, that. You know when you just hear about someone from different people?
Yeah.
And again, if you know me, then you know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people where if I don't know you personally, I try not to have an opinion about you.
I think it's a Scorpio thing. We're so
I really try. I'll see you outside and I'll say hi.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Until I vibe with your energy, right? And I remember the first time I reached out concerning trying to work with you.
Yeah.
I reached out to Andrea. It was during Sugar Rush.
Oh, yeah. That was the first
and
time.
And I called her and I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. And then you came on set. And I remember just feeling your energy.
Mm.
And I remember just the entire production and how you came on set every time. And I was like, this is really interesting.
She's completely
I speak pigeon.
I always speak pigeon over here.
Not beside to try to bust your brain, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, again, it just felt like there's the image and there's the persona that people tend to assume.
Yeah.
And then there's the person. Mm. And for me, when it came to you, I honestly don't feel like you are a split personality.
Mm.
It's the same way I tell people that with me, I'm constantly consistent.
Mm.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, Bimbo is different with TM, Bimbo is different with another person. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I saw you and I realized if there was one thing that was true. My girl like to be pretty, period. She like finer things, period. And so every time I sat down and we interacted on set, you were very free with everyone. You would laugh. I have videos of you till today dancing and shaking your bumbo on set inside that bathtub.
Yeah.
That stupid scene. And it was all day. And I just kept on thinking, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because based off of what the
people
narrative
expect,
is
out
there, right?
Yeah.
Both from bloggers and from people. It's like, this is very interesting. And I remember leaving and saying, it would be interesting to see this baby in a different light. And that's why when Glamour Girls came, and myself and Charles were having that conversation, and I remember till today, I keep telling, well, not everyone, but I'll say it publicly now, only the producers I worked with know.
Yeah.
I was like, TM was literally the least problematic person on that set. There were times when, and girl, you know, shit hit the fan real quick. But you always held your cool. And for me, again, things like that matter.
Yeah.
Because for me, I judge people based on character.
Yeah.
Not based on what I see on the outside.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm coming on here to just give you your flowers real
Thank
quick
you.
To say.
Thank you. This smells so
You're definitely beyond the exterior.
Thank you.
And I don't think everybody needs to be able to tap into that. But I think people just need to learn to give people grace.
Yeah.
Because you don't give two sides to you. And if people just calm down a bit and ask why they're so offended every time your exterior is out, they might be able to see.
You know what I find interesting is every time people get to experience me and they leave off saying things like, oh, you're so different. Mm. In my mind, I'm like, you know, exactly what you just said now, grace, in terms of who would we be if we walked around the world trying to have assume that we know people based off of what I'm sure that even like Kim or like Beyonce, and we'll be so shocked at who they
You see, Tokyo did not call anybody Kim, Beyonce. Again, it's the confidence.
Girl, I've been thinking. You know all the conversations that we have now. No, but I'm feeling like if you met them, I'm sure they'll be like, you'll be shocked at who they really are. You know what I mean? You'll be shocked that Beyonce, who is Sasha Fierce on stage, might actually be a very quiet babe.
Let me tell you what the difference is with, and I don't like to use this all Scorpio people.
Yeah, because first to start with, guys, we're birthday mates, by the way.
3rd of November.
3rd of November. Ding. Scorpio babes.
I think the difference with what, and I say people in generality, so that means men, women, animal, plants, or things. If you fit into it, take it. Mm-hmm. People tend to be a bit, and I'm using the word very, I'm very, very careful with my words here, so nobody's offended because sensitive times.
Yeah, very sensitive
but
times.
People tend to be a bit jarred. And I'm using the positive side of intimidated here. The positive side, please focus on that. When they are around, they smell, they feel people who have audacity.
Yeah. Ooh. Say that again. That's word on marble. People tend to be jarred. They tend to be
They tend to be very intimidated, the positive side of it.
Yes.
When they are around, they smell, they feel, they see. Because there's a light. Yeah. And we all have it. We all have lights, first of all. Whether everybody has lights.
Yeah.
You decide whether your light is bright or
it's dim. Yeah.
Yeah. But everybody has a light. And so when you see people who are audacious.
Yeah.
Especially for people who are not. Mm. For them, it's the, how dare you?
I think I've experienced
that. And as opposed to asking
that,
themselves, why can't I feel that way? It's like, why should you?
Yeah.
And so that's where the comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
And guys,
I can tell you that sometimes when I watch Beyonce, I kind of feel like that about her sometimes. And I have to now correct myself to say, ah, God give the two of you 24 hours.
Exactly.
Why are you out there looking at her thinking? Sometimes I'll be like, ah, this babe, does she really worship the devil? Wow. This babe. And I have to stop myself from being like, it's okay. She has 24 hours. You have 24 hours. It's not her fault that
you're sleeping. What are you doing with it?
At 10 o'clock in the morning. And she's up at 4 a.m. having oats, dancing, practicing. Like, it's not her fault that she's audacious enough
to go after it. It's not just confidence, guys. It's audacity.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people have it.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying here is not anything deep. It's just perspective shift.
Yeah.
Once you get it, trust me, there's so many people, both influencers, even ordinary people in your life that you know, that you just can't stand and you can't explain why. Oh, this babe, I just don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
This guy, I just can't stand him.
And if you ask them, they never have a reason why.
That's what
it's
it
like,
is.
Okay,
they
so
just
what
can't explain
you
it.
Just like,
it's just the audacity.
Just
like, how dare you be confident enough to be who you are?
Yeah.
And that confidence, again, doesn't mean that Toka is not aware or that I'm not aware that I'm flawed. It's the fact that I've been able to own both my flaws and my perfection, where I'm saying that the only person that I want to judge me now and that I use as a yardstick
is God. Guess what, sis?
All of you.
Muti, what changes? Muti, buru gons you. Ah, have you met the new TM?
Please,
when you come
introduce
and tell
that
me
to me.
Like, I heard, you know, right from time, I never even sent anybody, Papa. I've never even sent right from. I think that's the reason why people always just, they are just always on the floor because after one, they're like, ah, this babe. I know they sent. But I think I've also come to a dangerous level of self-awareness, self-assurance that didn't come from good things happening to me. Came from picking up myself after each failure to the point that I realized that when you hit rock bottom,
where else is there to go,
my sister?
Talk
you can't
about
shame
it.
The shameless.
You really
oh
can't.
Oh boy, I've seen it all. Do you understand? So when you get to that dangerous level of freedom, you become Shuri, when someone comes to tell me, I heard this person said, do you know what my response is always to them? They always laugh.
They say it's true.
I said, no, they've not even told you enough. So maybe someone comes to say, why did you stop being friends with this person? Happened to me 3 days ago. Someone called me really thinking that she was going to hear my
something
side of the story.
Profound.
But do you know when she finished telling me what she heard? Do you know what I said? I said, ah, is that what they told you? I did more. I said, you're brukuni me. I'm a terrible person. So can I have peace right now? I have owned it. The only person I'm begging for mercy is God.
Is God.
So let me tell you what. I am bad. I am horrible. I'm a horrible friend. As long as being horrible makes me have peace at this point in my life, I will take it.
Listen, that's the end goal.
But it's what you're saying about that audacity and how people can easily... I feel like for time immemorial, we're always told who to be, how to be, and we're always trying to box women. And then when you now find a woman who is saying, I'm not going to live within these lines, I'm going to do me. It doesn't matter if it works or it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, as people are laughing at me, I laugh at myself too.
Period. I'm telling you.
And you know this.
It's healthy. You literally should do it.
Do you remember one time when the photograph came? They put a picture during, I think it was during the new year, and I was wearing this skirt, and my bum really looked ill. Like, it trended for days. And people probably thought I would be sad. Oh boy. I looked at the picture and
you laughed. So, wait till Apple.
Okay.
You said, no try. No.
And I feel like when I can laugh at myself, I take the power from people. There's nothing you can say that can necessarily hurt me to the point that I will feel ashamed because, I've owned every single thing I've done in this life.
I agree.
With my full chest.
That's it.
You get.
That's it.
Know that everything you hear about me is true. Boy, calm down. Some of them, they be lying. But the things that
quick
I've
disclaimer.
Done.
Quick disclaimer.
Quick, I don't, you know, I'm quick to say that, you know what, this is me. And I feel like I'm still, I even don't like when people do this whole role model thing where they're like trying to make famous people their role models.
I don't be doing that. Like, can you mentor me? I'm like, listen, I'm trying to still mentor myself because mastering oneself is like, it's ongoing.
It's
even this self-awareness that we're talking about is so humbling and so self-stripping.
The stripping parts.
It's so, people don't tell you that. Yeah. Where you have to sit with yourself.
And tell yourself the truth.
And tell yourself hard truths.
Naked
where you're
truth.
Crying. Where you're beating yourself up.
Have you when cried not, in the shower before?
Girl.
Hey.
In the shower, on the floor,
Jesus,
in my room, nude, just sitting down there and just like, me and you, let's trash this shit out. Because I'll be tired. Let's do it. Okay, this is what happened. Okay. I sit down. Listen, I live by my... Guys, I'm so introverted. If only the world
knew. It's a Scorpio thing.
I spend half of the time by myself.
Extroverted
in my head. Uh-huh. Trying to always... When I leave here now, the first thing I'm going to do as soon as I get in my car as I'm driving is... literally playing back this entire interview and trying to take stock of it, what I said, because I think before I talk.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to be sure, okay, what did I say? Did that sound smart? Did I put myself in the right light?
Was that what I wanted to say? Well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so when you're doing all of these things, it's also you trying to build yourself to be a better person.
Yeah.
It's not saying, oh, no, I'm perfect. No, it's saying, today I've woken up. Yesterday I was quite shitty.
Mm.
How can I be a better person today? Yeah. And you're doing it for yourself.
Mm.
And so when people see that constant change and growth and self-improvement and they're still stuck where they're at, it's upsetting. But as opposed to them seeing it and trying to get to understand the perspective, it's annoying. So instead they start to hate. That's why they're trolls. It's wild.
Have you ever thought about
Tell me what you're about to tell me.
Because you know, I always
shit.
Say this to you. People don't know how deep. This is one of the reasons why I wanted us to have this conversation. You see me at every point in my life and even speak more into my life.
Mm.
Like, I remember when I arrived on the set of Glamour Girls and I was nervous. And I had you there in the corner saying, you've got this, TM. You know, this is not a radio career. This is not this. You are an up-and-coming person in the movie world. And I took that. I wasn't offended because I realized you were speaking facts. You're so honest to the point that sometimes I worry that people, sometimes your honesty is a bit too much.
It be getting me in trouble.
Getting into, you know, because I think I'm honest, but sometimes I'm just like, okay.
It be getting me in trouble.
For you, I feel like, I know we just talked about not mentoring people, but there's so much of you, beautiful Scorpio woman. I love talking to you all the time. Every time I talk to you, I empty out a cup and I know that I'm going to leave full.
Do
you know what I mean? And it's amazing because I feel like It's I can see someone who is well grounded and who has done the work. And people don't understand how hard it is to work on yourself. Girl. It is the hardest journey.
Listen to this one. You just said this honesty thing now. You literally just said it. And for me, I'm only honest with people that I see a light. And that light I'm talking about is energy. Energy attracts energy, right?
Mm.
And so when I give my two cents, it's not because I'm trying to offend you, because I'm not tactless.
You called me an upcoming actor and I wasn't offended.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say, because it's delivery.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And it's also only within my power.
Yeah.
I never step out of my power.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to you as a producer who has hired you
mm-hmm.
because I believe you can deliver mm-hmm. this. So the conversation is trying to get you to understand that, listen, it's okay that you're starting off,
mm-hmm.
but just own the power in which you are.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to me just walking up to any of the people in this room and just trying to feel like, make us speak into your life. I, for me, those are boundaries that I will never, ever cross. But then even with friends, the honesty, as I'm talking to you right now, has gotten me into trouble recently.
Girl,
like, I've lost a friend that I thought, listen, me and her were going to be old together. Just from being honest. But if there's one thing that I've also learned, I cannot apologize about who I am. I can want to be better and I can do better and be better. But people also, again, it just really boils down to just grace.
It's a grace thing. I was just about to say that I think with friendships too, the last, I'm going to be so honest because Bimbo is bringing this out of me. The last 3 years of my life.
Ah, Tian, it's been tough.
The last three years of my life. You know the part of the Bible that says the enemy came at night and sowed? Is it wheat? Well, also, wheat was what was growing. They put
then
shaft.
They put shaft.
Inside the thing. And instead of, you know, the person burning down the whole harvest, he waited for them to grow together. And when they grew together, he took apart the weaver. And that's what God has been doing to me in the last 3 to 4 years. I was driving out of the George one evening. Oh my God, I'm trying to, And people used to say, how do you hear from the Spirit? How do you hear God? Like, I've always wondered about that. Do you know what I mean? Like, how does God speak to people? And I realized as I grew older that sometimes it's the stillness of your mind. Sometimes it's a thought. Sometimes it's a lyric in a song. Sometimes he just does what he needs to do.
Yep.
I promise you, I heard this voice in my car that said to me, the problem is, can I trust you? And I thought, why wouldn't you be able to trust me? And the voice continued, because you talk to much. And it was one of the things that I thought, okay, Holy Spirit, help me bridle my tongue. Because I'm an open book. When I love you,
that's
and I
it.
Let you into my life,
that's it.
You see me naked as I am. Do you understand?
I can say amen to that because that's me.
I think it's a Scorpio thing. And I felt like for where God, the journey God has mapped out for me, he needed me to take
tone
note of the fact that, listen,
it'd be too much.
It's not. Not everybody needs to know you. The Bible says, guard your heart because out of it flows.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So I've been going, when you talk about losing friends, oh, the Lord stripped me.
Listen, sister.
And it's like, poop.
You said this last 3 years. I think, and I'm not going to mention work because it, for me, that was the most pivotal point in which everything started flowing from. And it was literally 2020 when it was Glamour Girls. It was literally from that. It just felt like just
going through the fire.
It's just, listen, girl. It's been like every day I'd be like, you go back again under the water. And then you come back again. It's like, God, this pruning. And so I spent the better part of late last year into this year, literally, Tim, just being still. I have not done anything. I have not affiliated with, I have not associated with, I have turned down, I have said no, just to just be still. Has it been painful? Painful, excruciatingly. Have I lost money? Yes. But if I tell you one thing that I've gained,
it's
peace of mind. Sister.
Sister. Peace of mind.
And with peace of mind comes what? Clarity.
Someone asked me the other day, I noticed now that you only travel with your family, like you keep your family. I said, you know my younger sister now. I remember when she used to say to me years back, she used to be like, I pray that you begin to value family. I didn't know what that
she
was
meant.
Because it's like I was running away from, I wanted, and I think it also had to do with my trauma. You know what I mean? Like losing both parents and feeling like, you know, I grew up well. My foster parents are made, like my dad is the best thing that's happened to me. Like everyone knows that I didn't lack a thing or two. But I felt like emotionally, it was a household where we're not really allowed to talk about the pain because my mom lost her best friend, which was you know, her sister. So it was like a tragedy had happened that we didn't really understand. So grief was something that I carried through my life. And I kept looking for acceptance. So I would look for friends. I would look for, you know, literally live my life for people. I can't give a friend an eye. I can't do everything. You know, even when friends are trying to show me Pepe, I'm the last to know because I'm just there loving you. Because I'm self-sick. I'm seeking acceptance. Validation, you know what I mean? And when my sister said that to me, I didn't understand what she meant till I was going through this. And when God took away all the things I thought I needed, and I was now faced with what He knows I need,
and He had which already is provided. Family,
girl, my life is so much better. Apart from I grew. Like before, something happened to me on my way here. I told you I'd been putting out fires. Yeah. Before, I would call a friend to vent. Now, the problem I've learned with venting with a friend is, Harry said that in his documentary, it's not about who you tell, it's about who they are talking to.
Period.
Do you understand?
That's it.
I learned that the hard way. Yeah. So if you offended me and I'm driving to work and I call Tolani to vent to Tolani that Bimbo, I love Bimbo, but I'm going through something with Bimbo right now. This is not a reflection of how I feel about Bimbo. This is a reflection. I'm a human being.
It's what you're dealing with right now.
So
it's
I'm trying to vent, right? Yeah. So I vent to Tolani. Tolani gets off the phone, calls
Bimbo
or somebody else and says, oh my God, talking about going through it again.
Yep.
I just can't. Mm-hmm. That's our seeds are sown. But you know
what?
If I call my sister.
Listen, that shit locked up.
Girl, which I did. I called one. I'm busy.
And then you feel better afterwards.
I called the other one. She gave me a moment. We talked about
it. That's
it. I got clarity. I came out of that conversation. Did what I had to do. Wore my big girl pants. And
you're done.
And nobody knew about it.
Period.
Before I got off the phone, I literally said to my sister, thank you. Thank you because you created a safe space for me to just tell you. You knew it wasn't about the person.
Mm-hmm.
It was about what was going on. In and it would never leave us.
Yeah. You see, sometimes shedding is such a good thing. But when you're going through the fire, it's painful. I was telling my friend the other day, she called me and she was having issues with her husband in her marriage. And she was just complaining about how she's just tired of going through this, that why is she the only one?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she told God before she got married that this is not what she wants. And I said, I heard something somewhere years ago and I don't know where, but it stuck with me. God never told us that there will not be storms.
Mm.
He told us that He would get us through it. Mm. So while you're inside this fire right now, collect the fire. Mm. But what you should use while you're collecting it is to know that this fire will not last forever. It's and tough, so knowing that it will come, but you will pass through it, is where it is. So now what you need to do is find grace. Grace for yourself first, to be able to find grace for yourself so that when you find that grace for yourself, you cannot give it to this said husband. Or you have the other option, which is to say, you know what, not doing it.
Yeah.
And guess what? You won't be the first.
You won't be the last. Yeah.
So my love, all I can always give you are options.
Mm.
And they're left to you. Mm. I can't tell you which one to take.
Mm.
But as your friend, I can just give you this. Mm. And that's what shedding does to you. Mm. Where even you get to that point where you just realize that some things are just not necessary anymore.
Well, you know, for you, is shedding with the right person.
That's what I was about to say. But for you, shedding was with the right person. And it's very important. Me, I struggle. I've said this on my YouTube, so I guess it's already public knowledge. I struggle with vulnerability. And I say that because at the core of it, I'm an empath.
Mm.
I'm a kind, and I will say my full chest because it's the truth. I'm a kind person.
Mm.
Forget my exterior. If I let you close, you're going to say Bimbo and I teddy bear. Forget all that one.
Mm.
However, I was raised by very strong, morally grounded people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't just misbehave.
Mm.
I can only carry myself the way I carry myself. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean?
Mm.
And so that just is what it is. My exterior is stern. I don't take nonsense. But at the core of it, I'm a very soft person. I give grace to people. I always let excesses happen until when I spot it. When I spot it, and then I shut it down.
Mm.
And so now having to go through that kind of life and then not realizing that you have people around you, but I don't like to tell people things. Not because I don't want to. Mm. It's because I genuinely think, why burden you?
Yeah.
And that's where my struggle is with vulnerability. It's not because I'm like, TM is probably dealing with way bigger shit than me.
Mm.
She probably just hasn't told me yet. So instead, I sit down with myself and I beat myself up.
Yeah, but I think that, and I'm happy we said that, but I feel like it's also one of those, when we're talking about self-development and self-growth, that you have to work on because no man is an island. And girl, like, listen, there's nothing like
being able to vent
in a safe space.
Yes.
Because see, this mental health thing,
No, never.
Because it's deep. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes when you are, when you internalize so much, you come into conclusions that might not even be. You know how you say you are starting a fight with yourself, arguing with yourself, shouting and storming out on yourself, getting to solution by yourself, and it's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I, my prayer for you is for God to surround you with like-minded people. God to finish the work that he started in you so that if he surrounds you with the people who you're safest with, you begin to enjoy how beautiful it is to be vulnerable. I don't regret being vulnerable in my life. Even with men, I have gone through
this. That's the vulnerable I struggle with. I used to be. Not with emotions. That's what I was about to say.
No.
I have a best friend. I have a sister.
Yeah.
So I do. This vulnerability I'm talking about is... I don't know how to explain it. The vulnerable side I'm talking about is with myself. Yeah. So, for example, you see me when I work. Yeah. You know how cutthroat I am, right? And so it's going back in the darkness of my safe space and unpacking and saying, okay, could my tone have been a bit softer towards this person?
Yeah.
That's the struggle I struggle with, where I feel always conflicted in how much of myself and how assertive of myself can I be so that the person is also not just jarred.
Yeah.
And so that's the struggle with...
Oh, no, but let me tell you what has helped me. Like, because I was also like you. Like, with girls, I would give so many girls so many opportunities to fuck me over. You know, I mean, I would give many guys many opportunities, but with girls, I'd be so stern. Like, with my friends, I would be so unforgiving. I'd be like, if you cross me once, that's it. But with a nigga, I can give the same guy that has shown me
shaggy 10 times.
You know, but then I've gone to a point where I had to... give myself the love that I desperately was looking for from these people. One, two. And even in that process, the reason why I said I love being vulnerable even with men now is I like it when you let yourself down, not me. So the fault wasn't for me. I did me.
I
let
that.
You in. I was the person I was supposed to be. You couldn't handle it because you probably still need more work or
done
more
on
grace
yourself
to get to where I'm at.
Amen.
So we're probably just not. You know what I mean? And that's fine.
And that's
me.
Life.
It's just that adulthood is just the...
This is the ghetto. It literally is. Like, you're struggling with so many things. Like I said, vulnerability, money, finances, being friendship. It's so much hitting you all at once that sometimes it can be a lot.
I find that the reason why I even said what I said is the reason why I don't give as much grace with my female friends is because I take female friendships even deeper than I do. Oh, I think female friendships are actually more important to me than what I feel with a guy. Sisterhood for me is way... hurt from a female friend. It's like me going through another divorce. A guy's heartbreak, as he calls sad song. You know how it goes.
I never chose breakfast before.
You never chose breakfast.
I never chose breakfast. That's so... this is guy that I'm talking... I can't really relate.
How come? Why did I give them the breakfast?
I don't think I give breakfast.
You just walk away.
Last one I was like, every day I would be telling him, guy, no go listen. Baba, I don't like stress. And this is literally why I say with the same tone. It's like, this is your voice. Every time you say you don't like stress, it just makes me smile. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you're stressing me. I really don't like stress. Then I've told you like 5, 6, 7. And now because I'm older, they give more grace. I don't tell you like almost 20 times. My guy, I know like stress, they stress me.
So you don't miss the person if you stop speaking to the person?
It's... no. let me tell you why. No, TM, wait. No. Hey, this is not what I came here to do.
No, I know. We'll quickly move on.
No. So it's not about... I'm a very intentional person, right? And so half of the time when I do things against my will, it's because I'm trying to shift my perspective a bit. Where if I've done it once or twice and it necessarily didn't go the way I wanted, try a different approach. And so most of the time, especially in the past year and a half, I've been very intentional to always take a different approach. And so it's not necessarily what I would like to do, but I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to give more room. I'm trying to give more grace. And so if I'm very intentional... and very vocal as well, telling you that, listen, on a normal good day, I like Coke. However, I'm open to trying Fanta. Fanta, let's just try. Let's be calm. Let's not rush it. You're trying to get to know me. I'm trying to get to know you. When you are still now not getting and not moving at the pace in which we're meant to be moving at, I literally just stop.
Yeah.
Because we can't keep talking now. So
what is your process? Is what I'm saying. Like, do you just wake up and just like, that's it, dead?
Oh, no, never that. I'm a great communicator.
Oh, no. So after you communicate with the person, so you don't have periods where you feel sad?
My dear, that's why I hold on to Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, come through for your children.
Because I mean, I'm like, yeah. Again, I don't like people wasting my time, so I don't do the same. So once, like the last person, he actually called me and I was like, can you give me closure? And I was like, okay. However, I don't think you need closure. And I told him that because I'm like, I don't think we had even gotten to that point where
it was that you need serious. Closure.
But yeah. I think what you're trying to say, because I think he knew at the core of it all that he had so much growing to do. Mm-hmm. And I think he just wanted me to be honest with him. Mm-hmm. And this thing that you're saying about Bimbo, you can be too honest. I've learned this past 1 year. Mm-hmm. TM, I know they give honesty to anybody. But if you don't ask me, and that asking you go knock door 4 times first before I answer you, I would just be.
Even as I knock the door, I said,
everybody now. But Bimbo, what do you think about it? I'm like, it's good.
Great.
Bimbo, what do you think about it? Okay. That's my everything to everything is always okay in the past year because I don't have the energy anymore.
Yeah.
So, but with him, it looked like he was looking for something. Mm-hmm. And so I said, do you, and now I ask, do you want me to be honest with you? And he said, yes. I said, I think this is this. I think that by the time we're talking, my guy, he walked on in tears.
Yeah, but then I feel like you men, sometimes you gave him the tools to go and work on another.
Which is fine. And I only did that because guess what? It could never have been me.
Yeah, well, facts.
And that's the honest truth.
Facts.
You know, you get to a point as a person, whether man or woman, where you know that there are some people that you meet in life that you're either there to help them grow so that they can listen. I'm God's child. I believe that sometimes he uses me
to.
So I'm like, God, I'm your instrument. If use my job me. Is to just help this person better than so the next person, that's okay because I'm being very honest with you.
Yeah.
In fact, from the first day of hello, I already knew that it was nothing. Mm-hmm. But again, trying to be more open minded. For everybody that been, but you're always.
Yeah.
I gave it a few months. Mm. But after that, I'm just like it's just not.
Jack.
And he was very grateful. I said he ended up crying and he was like, listen, this has been the most profound conversation. This is a 41 year old grown man. He's like, this is the most profound conversation I've had with any woman in my 41 years on earth. And I said, even that in itself needs to be therapized. Mm. But it's okay, boo. Mm. Listen, I'm not here for you. However, if you ever need to just once in a while catch up.
Mm. We can do that.
Call me.
I love the generation of women that we are. And I love this generation of people who are not afraid or shy to talk about seeking help in terms of therapy.
Oh, no.
Gone years back, nobody would be able to say that, you know, what they believed in the power of therapy. But now I feel like even for work, for friendships, for everything, sometimes you just need that one person who you can talk to and unburden because
mentally, it's objective.
Yeah, objective. That's the
word. Very important. Very important.
Is there marriage in the cats for you?
There is. Mm. And I'll tell...
I asked that because, do you want to? Because
that's why I said that. Like, yeah. No. So, it's wild. There is. Mm-hmm. And every time I talk about this on my YouTube or my even Insta, I do IG Live every once in a while.
Because we have to talk about that video you did about weddings, girl. we have to talk about it. If you guys haven't watched Bimbo's
Wala.
I was laughing. I agreed with so many things you said there. Yeah. There were some that I thought...
it's a bit too much.
You know, but what's your ideal wedding? First, that you want to get married?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And I say this because I genuinely... from when I was a kid, I've never been that, let me not lie, I'm not that girl that's always known that my color day, my wedding dress, I'm not that kind of person.
Really?
But no. My daddy is, I'm really a tomboy inside. But I know I want to get married because I honestly, genuinely, and my sister hates when I say this. My sister is my bestie, after my bestie. I genuinely believe that I have many, and I'm still finding all my purpose, but one of it is to be a mother.
Oh.
I genuinely believe that. And the kind of person that I am, both how I was raised and what I've come to shape myself and my thinking around is that I want to have a kid and I don't want kids out of wedlock. I just don't want it. Mm-hmm. At least for now. I don't know how I'll feel next year. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So based off of that, I do want to get married. I also know that I want to be married because I genuinely feel like there's so much I can offer.
I've never looked at it like that when you say so much you can offer a man.
No, there is. And when I mean offer, I mean in terms of, I believe I'm a person of substance and value.
Girl,
right?
Preach.
And so based off of that alone, I know what I bring to the table. Just even with my
this
next
table,
walk.
This
table. And when I mean table, my table... this table ain't small. This table big.
No. Yeah.
So even just in my network, with my friendships, with my relationships with people, and it's like, if I can sow so much seeds into your lives as well. Now imagine when I meet this amazing man.
This king.
And he meets this queen. Oof. And then we decide that we want to build this castle together.
Together.
Unstoppable. Oof. And then we now raise amazing children and impact such legacy. Mm. Because you see, when my dad was... I'm doing this not because I'm even emotional about it. It's because my mom is going to see this and she's going to be, my mom will be watching everything on YouTube.
My parents too.
She's about someone to call me and be like, why would you talk about this on somebody's platform?
Somebody sent my parents' outfits to Usher. Oh, my dad really read my behind.
Oh, they be doing that.
They got forwarded the message. My dad was like,
what are you wearing?
Why would you do this?
Uh-huh,
you know the home you come from. Because
uh-huh. That video took care, that video was and you know why I like that video? A lot of people didn't get it.
I love you, dad.
But yeah. And so just based off of that, when my dad, when my dad was in his last few days, you know, before he stopped speaking, he said things that were very profound. And one of it I took was, when I die, what will people say about me? And then I didn't get it. And so I remember my dad's funeral time and my siblings coming from America. And we're sitting down in the evening, the first night, and we go and bring the register where everybody, you know.
Right.
And I've told this to a friend on live before. If you've ever lost someone and you're broken, which you would be, and you don't know what to do, find solace in taking that register and reading. That's how you know the legacy that the person left. You know, as the person's child, I'm like, my father was a good man. And I know he was good. He loved God. So I know he's going to heaven. But when you read what people have to say about this man, the conviction you have is stronger. And so for me, that's what gave me the strength to be able to pass through that entire ordeal of his funeral. And I never lost that. What will people say about me? And so I really want to raise amazing children and instill great legacies to them. I keep telling people, someone asked me the other day, what's my biggest fear? I said, it's not dying, because now that I see my dad die, I know we're all going to die. It's leaving this world without impacting people. Now, impact is different to people. You decide what it is. And so for me, it's that. And that's why I get really conflicted, like Tolani says, with this whole mentoring, not mentoring, because I don't buy into it. And so that's why even my life, if you've ever been on my Instagram life, people will tell you, everybody leaves very changed. For me, that's my two cents of how I'm giving back, where I make my space available. Let's talk. A 50-year-old woman came on my live and she was crying. She's like, Bimbo, I was in a terrible marriage. I had to flee to London 4 years ago with my kids. My mother died last week. I could not go for her funeral. I am crushed. I don't know what to do. This woman saw me through. She helped me smuggle me and my children out of my husband's house. And I could not go for a funeral. I am crumbled. And that's when I told her.
The man's going to like arrest her or something?
No, I think she just didn't want to be in that space anymore. I don't know what the situation is. You could tell that for her not to be able to go back, it must be really traumatic and it must be big. And so I just told her, I said, listen, tell your siblings.
How does love even get there?
It's okay. I mean, let's not even go there.
Yeah.
I said, tell your siblings to send you this registry. Read it and let me know. She sent me a DM. She said, Bimbola, I just want to bless you. This has been the best thing that anyone has ever advised.
She didn't go to her mother's funeral because of the man she married?
She couldn't.
People be going through things.
She couldn't. She couldn't. I didn't want to ask.
She knew that more and more. But,
I think a lot is going on.
When I hear some kind of stories, I'd be like,
Waiting this up. No, things they happen.
Or love, you know.
No, things they happen. And that's why they'll tell you, anybody that sound will tell you that one of the greatest mistakes you can ever make in life is marrying the wrong person.
Pastor Lukoya says that all the time.
No, it's a truthful thing.
He says the worst mistake a man and a woman can make is choosing the wrong partner.
No, literally, because you see, your life is in seasons, right?
And tragic.
And now imagine that marriage is something that you want in your cards. Now imagine if you marry the wrong person. You don't know how long that season is going to be. And you're now in misery.
But I think that the problem is that a lot of people also look forward to like the wedding day and not the
actual marriage. Let's not even get into that here. By the time we get into that, the other day someone was complaining to me, I'm tired. Oh, this Jada thing, this Will thing. I'm just tired. Marriage is breaking left and right and center.
I'm curious to know what you think about that.
Girl, listen, what I think about it is this. I don't even care about them. I keep telling people, let me tell you why. I think we get so caught up in the times that we're in with how we worship and idolize so many people. How some people worship and idolize their pastors. Sorry if you're offended. How some people worship and idolize their friends, celebrities. Listen, the only person that you should look up to as your yardstick is God. Any other person is flawed, period.
Point blank.
And once you get to that level of awareness of those two things, trust me, you know they live for man anymore. where but you I feel think, like yeah. you are extraterrestrial, or you should feel like that's the word. Mm. Because at the end of the day, you will constantly be jaded. Mm. And lots of people are jaded and they don't know why.
But I also feel like it's a case of you should never know your idols. I honestly feel like that's the best thing I can take out of
there's
this.
There's also that too.
I always tell people.
There's also that there's, too.
There are so many people that I don't follow. Not because I don't rock with them. But because I don't want to watch their life. I don't want to watch their stories and see what they're like day to day.
You see what
I
you think just
that
said?
Seeing them
my IG
feel,
is like that. There's so many people. I keep telling people that. Especially in the industry that we're in as well. If I'm following you, it's because I legit like you. No offense. That's why I don't mind seeing you every day. Half of the people, I'm sure there are a lot of people that follow me that I don't follow back. And when they see me, you don't follow me back, I'm like, sorry, but I don't know how to explain to them that it's because I don't want to know what you're doing. Mm. Let me tell you why. The minute I know that I want to have a conversation about it. Mm. The minute I know that someone calls me and goes, Bim, but did you see? And I'm like, girl.
Yeah, it's like Whitney.
But I'm like, I didn't
for
see.
All those years, we always thought Whitney, the preacher's daughter.
Was
you know,
innocent.
Whitney's
it was Bobby that
was so dead.
Bobby was the one that was the crazy one.
Till we watched her literally spiral out
and
we realized
that. Yeah.
She introduced him to drugs.
Who would have thought that?
That's why I say never know your idols.
Who would have
thought? With the Will and Jada thing.
No, it's crazy.
I definitely feel like, you know, and what was so sad for me is I get it. I wrote a book, so I am not one to, I'm all about people telling their truth. Mm. Do you know what I mean? If that's what you need to solidify your healing, and she's been on this healing journey now for a minute. My sister, do is if you need to preach every Sunday, if you need to do lives, if you need to do write a book, whatever it is, because it's therapeutic as well.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel you need to do to
heal.
Get you, as long as you are not hurting anyone,
anybody, go
and
ahead.
It's your process of how to become who you're meant to become, as you said, seasons, right?
Yeah.
So I'm up for that. But I just felt like what would have been good, I'm not a PR guru and maybe I'm wrong, but if they had this PR machine like Harry and Meghan did.
Mm.
Just do one sit down with Oprah. One is
and
enough.
That's all.
Because sometimes when people can get access to you over and over, it becomes an overkill. Then
it
they
does.
Water down what you've been through. They water down the message you're trying to pass on and they just use it for
standard.
Content.
Standard.
But if you actually just had a sit down 9 o'clock, it should be selling book is money. Make money from that interview too. Let Oprah do a special with two of you.
And
your black
it.
Excellence. You understand? And two of you just speak about the fact that you've been separated for a while. Let's just have all the tea in that,
in
one,
that one
interview.
But
when you
on.
See every like pod popping up and
everywhere.
She's talking about a dead man like Tupac.
I honestly
like,
think
sis.
It's strategic as well. But I want to ask you a question. But I'm going to stay in Memphis and I'll ask you the question. Why I started the Jada and Will thing was simply because, again, I think everybody's becoming very jaded when it comes to marriages right now. Right? It's like, oh my God, this person's breaking up. Oh my God, I'll never marry. Marriage is the death. Marriage is the worst. And I keep telling people, I've never been married, but I think only a fool will tell you that experience is the best teacher. I think when you know that fire, they burn. You don't need to go put your hand inside, go test them.
But what do you mean by that? What do you just
okay. What I'm saying is this. Half of the things that I know, it's not because I've experienced it. It's because I've learned from people's experiences. Mm. And that's the greatest teacher. So I say that to say, when people ask me, what's my take on marriage and how, oh my God, marriage is so jaded. I tell people, I was like, the institution of marriage has never changed. From inception till now, why marriage was created was for procreation, partnership, companionship. It hasn't changed. What the problem is with marriage is the people.
It's like one funny skit that when the guy say, love, sweet, now you go find madman Mario.
Literally speaking. And so that's what I wanted to. So my question to you is, do you agree with that? Because for
well,
me,
you
again,
ask if I agree
yeah.
with marriage.
Because
well,
we started
people,
this conversation when you
yeah,
said, you know.
No, but I share this all the time. I have been married. It didn't work out.
Mm.
But I don't think I've ever lied about the fact that I think that marriage is a beautiful thing.
Mm.
I think people just look at me and think she hates men, she does this. But I always share this with people who get to sit down with me. So I'll share it on my pod. Marriage is beautiful. I loved being married. I absolutely loved what you said, the companionship. I think for me, one of the most beautiful things about my marriage was the fact that, you know, it was almost like every evening I got back from work, I
there
couldn't wait to tell the person
what, you had,
what
how
my
your day,
day was
been.
Like. Mm-hmm. It got so bad that my ex then would look at me and say, I think you suffer from abandonment issues because Bobo probably wasn't even listening to whatever
how
I said.
Saying, but
as
just
the traffic warden winked, as this traffic was delayed, Has that happened? Has that happened?
Every
tell him everything. It's almost like, I'm not going anywhere, Toke. Like, chill. I'm just like, this happened. And that happened. And I saw this person. And I said that. So I loved that. But I liking being married to the same life you have with your siblings. Yeah. And until you get to that place, you will never truly see or understand your partner. I feel like my siblings can show up at my house now. I haven't seen them in 3 weeks, right? And the moment they show up, I'm so excited. I can't wait to we have sleepovers. I'm wearing the same pajamas. I'm like, oh, baby, what happened? We catch up.
2 days after.
Third day.
Fight.
Close my door.
Why are you here? Why bro, you're annoying. Here?
Why are you wearing this? You want my perfume again? You did it again.
Yep.
That's how I see marriage.
That is.
There were times when I woke up in the morning and I would, you know, just be like, God, you love me so much. Ah, I got married to my friend. I got married, you know, I love this. And there were days that I woke up and just the sight of you breathing, I'm like,
what the hell?
God hates me. How did I end up with this person?
Yep.
When God was blessing people, how did this become my problem? For God's sake, you know? So once you get to that point where you understand, I think what is difficult is that when you meet this person, you did not share a womb. You don't, with your siblings, you owe them a duty. I might not like you, but I have to love you.
Yes.
So I love you as my sister. Doesn't mean that I particularly like some things you do. But guess what? We're bound by blood. I can't watch you burn. I wish I, you know, something
try to
feel
because we're different. Yeah.
I feel like until we begin to see marriage like that, that this person, I didn't know you from inception, but I'm taking this oath every day of my life to accept and love you.
Just the way you are.
Just the way you are. That's not giving people liberty to now go out and be wicked to their spouse.
No, of
because,
course not.
Oh boy, some people will hear what we said and then what the way they are is not what you can love. It. Do you understand? Yeah, it's just like, I tried, I just can't. So, you know, at that point in my life, best thing, divorce was also the best thing that happened to me when it happened to me because I just know that that wasn't meant to be.
To be.
Do you know what I mean? So, would I get married again?
Oh, hell yeah.
Am I getting married?
Amen. Yes. Period. And that's what I'm saying. It's not the marriage, it's the people. And the people I'm talking about, it's not that two of you weren't good people. It just meant that two of you just were not meant
to be
for
together.
Each other. Because if you were, you would still be here. And also, like I always tell people, the loudest noise is always the people who empty. Meaning that, and not in the bad way, in the other way, I'm saying the people that speak about divorce the most are the people that are going through divorce. The people that are enjoying their marriages, mom is the word.
They don't really speak about it.
They don't. Because why?
So that thing is true when they said that when people start posting their partners too much in conscience.
My sister. So, if the shoe fits, wear it. But we have seen the narrative.
Because I also wanted to me that I don't even post my husband. Not because I don't want to. Yeah. But because it's not just for me I think about. Yeah. Because our life is more that it's not for people. So when you see all the people that are posting my love, my king.
They're definitely, well, maybe not everyone. Especially if they didn't start like that. Then there's something that they're compensating for.
The Will and Jada used to post themselves a lot.
Did they?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Insta. Listen, I don't know. I just think that also before people get married, a lot of people just need to do a lot of self-growth. And that's to say, like I said, there's so much. You never stop, right? But it's just giving each other grace to know that the person that you marry today is going to be different tomorrow. It's going to be different next year. But that's life. Your sister. Your sister is not the same sister that you had 10 years ago.
So how come I love her regardless?
Because her growth you've seen and you've appreciated it. Even though you might not have grown at the same pace.
So you think the problem is that I don't appreciate the man's growth?
No, you don't. And let me tell you why. It's not that you don't. I think it's the awareness of the fact that sometimes when you're in a partnership, be it man or woman or even in friendships, check it out. Your friends, right? Your closest of friends.
You have expectations.
When you are moving to certain phases in your life, you inform them.
Oh, we don't tell each other in marriage. Is that what you think?
In relationships, people don't. And you need to. Let me tell you why. Because when you first got married, and this is my understanding. This is my understanding here of what I've seen. And like I said, everything I'm saying here is things I've learned from people. When you people get married, you're on the same page, right?
Yeah.
I love you. You love
not me. All of them.
No, not all of them.
Some people are
majority.
Married for different reasons. The man is using you. You
but
are
majority,
using
the assumption is that there's an agreement, right? There's an understanding. You're all on the same level. I love you. You love me. We want money. We want children. We want to build a happy home. That's usually how it starts first, right? The wife, okay, I will not work. I will stay home. First 2 years, I'll try and get pregnant. When I have baby, I'm looking after baby. The guy, babe, don't worry. I got you. I'm going to be working. 1 year into it, 2 years into it, maybe she doesn't get pregnant. She's bored of staying at home. It's eating her in. Sorrow. She will not. Instead, maybe she will call Bimbo. Ah, babe, I'm thinking of starting this new business. I've been able to save money, Jerry. So let me just start it on the side. Ah, babe, have you told your husband? Why, I don't need his permission. No, no, babe, we are lost. I'm not saying, are you asking him for permission? Have you just let him know that, ah, listen, you're just bored right now. You want to start a business? No, no, no. When I, let me start it first. Then yes, I'll just let him know. You start it. It starts to do well. Before you know it, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. It's only been 3 months, but you're like, ah, you didn't expect it to go like this. Now, thank God for social media. You forget. Maybe one day, he just sees something somewhere. Maybe he doesn't say anything. Are you seeing problem? Why didn't he say something too? But maybe he's like, this is a joke. No problem. 4 days into it now, maybe he's like, ah, babe, please, I beg. I forgot to drop money for diesel. Can you sort out diesel? I don't have money. I don't have money. Oh, but I saw. Next thing, there's issues. Right? Now, nobody's saying that his voice could have been softer, his whatever it is. But the point is, at that moment in time, not even him. Let's forget him for the second. Let's go back to her. You got tired. You both set up something that you started with a great understanding. You were both on the same page. 2 years, get pregnant, stay at home, looking after the home. 2 years after, you're not pregnant. That's fine. Life happens. Babe, it's been 2 years. This was our goal. Things are different now. I know that God is going to make it happen when it happens. I just think that, you know, I'm tired of just staying home. You always working. I know it's not about the money, but I just want to find something to do. I'm really feeling like I can start this thing. So I'm just letting you know. Okay, babe, well, you know, good luck. If you need anything for me, I dare you. That's it. Are you seeing what I'm trying to say? Uh-huh. At that moment in time, she's moved to a different season. But imagine when he finds out that she's moved into a different season and he feels like he's been left out of it.
And then some of them now resent you for it.
That's how it's all these little... And I just gave this example just so that people see that it's how these little things start.
When I meet the man, can I be calling you every day? Ask me advice. People, should I tell him?
It's how all these little things start that you just don't seem to realize that it builds up into bigger things.
Well, sometimes, in fairness, like, I think I hear you, but I also feel like sometimes we are not appreciative enough. When I use the word appreciative, is, well, maybe understanding is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
We're not understanding enough of the fact that, as I said earlier, we are not from the same cloth. Standard. And even as much as possible, you are trying to say, marry who understands you, who is on your same page. On some certain things, on some certain things, it can look like we have same visions and goals. But fundamentally, what I'm trying to say, I'll say it in Yoruba and I'll translate to English because I know you guys can bring ileti onikalukuti jade oyato. In the sense that our background sometimes different. Do you understand?
No, standard.
Some people came from homes where their family, they didn't know how to raise their voice.
Standard.
They just don't believe in it.
Standard.
Some people came from homes where they watched their mother, Shuri Baba, your father is a useless man. They were a lot of, do you know what I mean? And then when those people come to meet, it takes grace and a special level of more understanding for the man or for the woman to understand that, you know what? I always tell people, it's not every relationship you're in that must lead to marriage.
Oh no, standard.
There were certain relationships that I've been in my life that character development. I dated one particular person that I will always be grateful for because he taught me one simple lesson. Yesterday's fight must not affect today's communication.
Come on.
I didn't grow up like that.
Yeah.
I grew up in a home full of women. There's a lot of emotions flying around. Mommy's upset yesterday night. She will still wake up the next morning.
Talking about the same thing.
In morning devotion, she'll talk about what you did.
Inside
the prayer. So I didn't grow up with just...
I agree.
And then dating this guy, I remember one evening, I had like friends coming over during COVID. I don't want to give too much away because I don't want people to know who he is. So, I mean, we're not together anymore. I respect him, whatever. But we were together during that time and I had my girls come round for, I think, karaoke or whatever. And we had this heated fight before my friends walked in. And me, if I'm angry with you, forget friend, forget even where we're going to, just leave me. just leave me alone. Because it's not what I'm not saying, my composure, my body language, everything just delivers the fact that I'm not in the mood. And then when my friends walked in and I wanted to give him that, nigga just held on to my shoulder, like pressing baby this, baby that. And my mind, Danny, baby, if you don't remove your, my friend dragged me to the kitchen. I was like, don't do that. As long as I'm the man in your life,
you know, God, we can fight,
but they're not going to know.
They don't know, period.
Do you know what I mean? No one's going to know what this is going on. And I was like a child. As soon as he said that, I realized that.
Your calm down.
It took me a bit of, it happened once or twice before I got a hang of it. But this is a guy that we might fight. I will still get it. Have you eaten? He will order food. When I want to not talk about other things, he's gone. He's not talking to me. But he touched me that whole...
taking care of...
Yesterday's fight must not affect how we relate with each other. And that's how I've now become even in my relationship. Sometimes I will forget. If I'm fighting with my man from last night, I will message him first in the morning before I now realize that, this guy really came to my life to... But I've changed. It took happening, learning. So what I was trying to say to you is sometimes people are not patient with themselves enough. I didn't mean this guy caught with me and said it's over. I probably wouldn't have learned the lesson I learned.
I agree.
But it took a couple of things happening.
I agree.
Sometimes even visiting family, his family or even his sisters are around. We're not talking, but in there, it's like, oh, you know, Tokai just did this. Oh, you know, Tokai. And once they leave, Onika, look, we just go to our corners. Like, don't speak to me. You know, but I learned that and I've become that person. So I feel like people don't give each other the grace that we talked about.
You see what, that's very important because there's
certain things
that
nobody
gives us. There's no rule book. Even our parents didn't have this. There are no rule books to relationships, to friendships. And I'm realizing that. Mm. But if there's one thing that I'm learning that you should learn from now, that you can carry into every season and relationship. And a relationship I'm talking about is both friendship and love relationships or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that grace. Most importantly for yourself and for people. It is, but you need to. Because once you understand it, TM, trust me, it makes a lot of things easy. And I think a lot of people go into relationships and marriages not having grace.
Mm, for their partners.
None.
Or even themselves.
Or for themselves first. Because if you have grace for yourself, then you know that whatever it is that you've entered into and you signed contracts with, it's not something to just walk away from 2 seconds. Not trying to say everybody's situation is the same because now we have to disclaim our sensitive times. Mm. We're not saying this for everybody. Of course not. Take what you can from this and throw it the rest away.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody needs to understand that grace is needed for everything.
So
is
what's that grace your ideal that you, kind of wedding? Like what's the most fairy tale? Let's dream a little bit.
Let's do this.
But do you want to get married? A destination or home?
Oh, no, home. Let me tell you. Oh, let me tell you why. You see, I like money. Every destinated wedding I've been to, I've noticed that my uncles and the big men that do come there, they don't
really share envelope.
Yeah.
Because they bought tickets.
Yeah. And spent big money.
Yeah, to get there.
So if I thought they share envelope, it's not to you, they will give it to your parents.
Oof.
So pay envelope will be given to my mother, not to me.
Mm.
No. You see, the last time you gave me money, pay uncle, was when I was 10.
Mm.
Now you go and greet them 50 times. Ah, bimba, bye. Ah, what's the next thing that you're doing right now? Your daddy will be proud of you. Ah, okay, uncle, I'm going. Okay, oh, bye. Uncle, I'm going. Bye. So it's on that wedding day that they'll be saving all of it. That wedding that will collect.
Mm.
So no, I'm getting married.
Makes sense. Also, do you want a big wedding or a small wedding?
Really small, contrary to what people think. I don't like, first of all, I have anxiety around a lot of people.
Mm.
Just people, crowds, I don't do it.
Mm.
So it's going to be very, very intimate.
But I don't want a small
for
wedding.
Sure. No, when I mean small, it's going to be lit. You but the mean world is not that. Going to be, no, my wedding. What? I'm a dancer of life.
I trust you.
We're going to have DJ engagement.
You talked about people dancing at weddings. That video you did was so crazy.
No. You see, people need to understand that with everything in this life, there should be balance. Even moderation. The Bible say don't do things in excess. Do things in moderation. Some of you do things too much. TM, you will tell your bridesmaid that they should wear long pencil skirts. Next thing, they will get to the dance floor. Okay, now, it's time for Bimbo and Kole to come. Oh, yeah. I shall get it, before you know, just say, she has pulled her skirts. She has pulled the long dress all the way here. She has off shoe. She's giving you toilet. She's giving you everything is shaking. One, the wig will fall.
No,
I'm not saying, and apparently I'm hearing after this video now that some brides actually insist, like some couples will tell you, make sure you dance to the T. Make sure you, and I'm like, guys, what happened to the wedding?
But dancing with the I don't believe in your wig coming
they
up
do these things because, though, honestly speaking, people just want their weddings to trend. And I'm just like, guys, don't focus on those things.
I think I'm going to be a bridezilla.
Enjoy your wedding.
I can tell that I will
be
a
bridezilla. Human zilla.
I think so.
So now imagine a bride.
I feel like I'm going to
without
be like,
anal you are.
I will
girl
be like, guys, this is what I want. If it's not this, it's that.
Sisters that I wish good luck, but they've dealt with you all this while.
They could so come. I think all my friends and the people who are still in my life, but I'm the kind of person that I don't like throwing parties because I don't know how to relax. I start to look after everyone. So I want to have a wedding where I don't have to do that.
Do anything.
Because even when I have planners for my parties, I'm the girl who is still like, heavy eating. Have you done this? Plan away. Okay? So yeah. I'll always be
that will
my
never
brain.
Stop.
Are people having fun? Are people instead of really focusing on me? You. And then the party's yeah. over the next day.
And I can't even remember
yep. because I was spent, you know.
But guess what? Let me tell you, I'm gonna bust your brain and it's gonna happen. Because it's your second time and it's gonna be your last. Girl, guess what you're gonna do? You're gonna take it all in.
You think so?
I understand you're talking now. Just watch. When you happen, all of us go, come, remember this video. We go, they laugh, say, look, this TM. God, trust me, you will want to take it in. Let me tell you why.
I just want someone I like, Jesus.
No, it will be someone you like, but you will take it in. Because you realize again that, you know what, you're finally at that place.
Mm.
And that place, like I'm saying, it's not even about even the person you're marrying per se. It's about your state of mind.
Mm.
And so you're excited. This journey is new. It's fresh. It doesn't feel like it's a second time for you. Mm. It's brand new. So you're excited and you're calm. You want to take it in. The things that you did then, you know, well, it was quiet too, but my
I didn't
point
have
is,
a wedding.
And that's what I'm saying. So like you will, but you realize that the things that you thought were very important
mm.
that you felt like you missed out on are not as important anymore. Mm. You'll be more focused on your friends, your family,
mm.
and then the person that you're with. You're that person that on the dance floor, like this, you'll be holding his face. This is why I love you. This is why I love you. You're that person.
I don't know about that.
Try, you're that person.
I the point I'm trying like to make
is it's all those little things and those little details that will mean the most to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll calm down. Me, my wedding is not going to be noisy, but it'll be lit.
And yay. I feel like 2024 is going to definitely be one of those years. Like when I just watch you talk about all the work you've done on yourself, I can't wait for you to manifest, you know, your
Amen.
Movie projects and everything. Because
yeah,
I see
coming.
You and I definitely see you as someone who has, there's nothing like, when you talk about walking through the fire, I stopped listening to that Refiner song. But if it comes, I just skip it. I don't want to be tried by fire.
You want it soft now. You have been through it.
Anytime, you know my place. What you get? I want to be tried
by fire. You just skip.
I just skip. I said, no, it's not me and you, Chandler Moore. I've been there, done that.
So you take what you want.
No. You know, but I feel like what he meant in that is when you come out on the other side and you come out gold,
you do.
You are unstoppable.
Period.
And it's the most beautiful feeling. I learned
it
so
is.
Much from
freedom.
You know, people who have been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like these days, I'm not really impressed by people who can tell you how their life has been great from inception, because I don't think I can learn anything from you. I want to hear the stories
trials.
Of, geez, I didn't know how I was going to crawl out of this hole.
But somehow
I made it
That's
here.
It.
And the gratitude that comes from that is just beautiful
it
to
is.
Watch. I mean, all the lessons you gave me for marriage, when the time comes, I'm going to be hitting you up.
TM,
girl.
TM is doing like I see she's joking about this thing now, but yo, mark the calendar. 2024. And I'm speaking to you out there, because I know you tapping into this shit. 2024 is your year.
2024 is your
year,
too, girl.
It's our year.
We're going to get married.
It's our,
you imagine
we're
gonna
get
how
married.
Crazy it is that we're talking about it and it actually happens.
That's when we're going to know that God really has a sense of humor.
He does.
Because sometimes I say some things and when things happen, I literally laugh. I'm like, this guy, you damn funny, Sha. So yeah, no, he does. But this was fun. Thank
I know.
You.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, what are you doing for your birthday before we go?
I'm being flown away.
Oh,
here.
God. You guys, every year I send Tim a message. Tim, what are we doing for our birthday? Tim is never around.
No, just in the last couple of years, I've never been around. I was around last year.
I was around last year,
but maybe you weren't around. Maybe the year before I wasn't around. But
yeah,
I was,
the year before you weren't around. Last year I wasn't around.
I was around.
So you getting flued out?
Girl, this boy want to fly me out.
Okay, let me fly you out.
Sit like you.
My dear, I'm around though. Stress.
I'm flying myself.
I'm flying myself.
I can't give a man the credit for my hard work. I'm flying myself.
Come on.
No, actually, my friend's getting married in New York.
Okay.
So I'm a bridesmaid.
Oh, nice.
And then from...
Tim, I've not seen TM bridesmaid
I've never
before.
Done it. I've never done it. This is the first person.
This is going to be
and
good.
And Dr. Sim, if you watch this, just know I love you. But girl, don't try this shit again.
You're already stressed.
She's actually the
but she's
most.
She's peculiar.
She's
particular.
Dr.
Sorry.
Sim is the most. She's not even particular. She just wants us to wed. She's
Chilled.
Really. She's out to have a good time.
Okay,
and this
nice.
Is literally like Havari. Like they've been married, but
okay.
they just. She never
when
had a
involved.
Wedding, so they're
okay.
doing it again 17 years
nice.
Down the line with kids involved.
Nice.
So she's really chilled. It's just that I don't know how to pick up messages on the group. I think I've not supported her enough, and I feel really bad.
No,
do you know what I mean? Because when I open the group message, I see all the messages. I'm already frightened. Like
miss
like
100 no for this, most of them is just banter. Once you get the major information, which is you've done your dress, you have your makeup. If there's a particular hair that they want you to wear, then you have that. That's all. Just focus on just getting a gift. Mm. That's all. And the fact your presence is all she needs. Trust me.
I can't.
The rest is just the other people being. You see, in that bridesmaids group, there's always two or three aunties that's always doing too much.
Please, they don't need you. Look out for them.
Talking every day, every day, every day. Okay, guys, I just want to make sure. Has everybody gone their fittings? They say, "Hello, chill. We still have 2 more months. I can still do my fitting the day before, sister." Relax.
What else should I look
out for? The ones that always want to do extra. Okay, so we know that the bridal shower is, but I think that we're not doing enough. I think that we should donate extra. Hello, auntie, please. Are you looking at the economy? It's raining outside. Chillax.
I think I'm the wrongest person to try that because
I'm telling you the messages that are there. So don't worry, you're not missing much. Once you know what your dress is, what the color is, you have done your fitting, you have your dress, you know the hair, you have your makeup.
I'm going to be the turn up friend. I'm always the turn up friend. I might not be the friend that packs the clothes on the floor, but girl.
She said clothes. It's okay, it's money that they pack on the floor.
Oh, sorry. Ah. Money. Yeah.
See, you need small lessons before you go.
Before I get
married. Pay the clothes on. No, before you become this bridesmaid.
So I'm supposed to pack money?
No, now, but for you, the fact that you thought that it's clothes that they pack.
Before in my life.
They don't pack clothes now. It's money that they pack.
Eh.
Ah.
I thought they had people that did that. They didn't have... Some people do.
So they will steal the money.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about it like that.
Are you seeing it?
You see why people don't
However,
ask
you
to
might not be the packer, but definitely I trust you, you'll be the sprayer.
I'm going to be the sexy bride. Sprayer, yes. Sprayer one, sexy
bridesmaid.
And I'm just going to be like...
That money gone.
Yeah. And I'm just going to just be there to look pretty.
Look
and be
cute.
Sexy.
The period. Cute who... You're probably the one that everybody will be hitting on.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah, my dress. I have to go and make that dress, so that dress has to be lit.
TM, you don't have your dress.
No, please don't. I know.
TM, our birthday is in 2 weeks.
I know. And this wedding is in a week.
No, girl, you better get your shit together.
Girl, my friend, I love you. Just don't put me on the bridal train again.
No, you have fun.
This is the first time. I've never done this before.
You have fun.
Nobody has ever asked me. Oh, I have. My best friend, I was on a bridal train and I emceed her wedding, but that was like a long time ago.
We're
no longer friends.
My dear, that's all life they happen, Jari. It's okay. We move
but
on.
But this friend of mine, I believe that when God turns around my captivity,
anything can happen, you can call
her. At this point, we have to shut up the microphone because this is too much information.
I'm a friendship!
Girl.
Can we have this mic? Let me tell him something quickly. Let you round up.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, perfect notes. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode. I always bring the people that I know you guys are going to have a great time listening to. I pick the guests according to how deep and how exciting and how grounded they are. I hope you guys have had an amazing time on Talking Moments. Catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.